Welcome to Prostate Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Maha Hussain, and to begin, she presented a patient from her practice.
So this is a 61-year-old gentleman with a original history of December 2017, clinical T2-M1, Gleason 7 prostate cancer. Interestingly, his PSA was only 7.9. His imaging basically revealed oligometastatic disease only in the right acetabulum. Generally speaking, when I actually see patients who have isolated lesion that is suspicious, which can make a difference from a prognostic perspective, but definitely from a treatment perspective, I tend to want to prove, in fact, are we dealing with metastatic disease? So in his case, actually, we put him through a biopsy through interventional radiology, and in fact, metastatic disease was confirmed. So he was started on LHRH therapy, and I usually start these patients with just the LHRH in the beginning, allow them a month to kind of digest everything, settle through their first month of treatment, and then discuss the potential for therapy intensification. And in his case, generally speaking, because he's technically low-volume disease, in the low-volume patients, I usually offer AR-targeted therapy as opposed to chemotherapy, primarily because of the data from Charted, which demonstrated, again, that the benefit from chemo was predominantly in the high-volume disease, and the patients who technically had low-volume disease did not seem to benefit from the chemotherapy. So at the time we started, the data was available from Latitude, which is a randomized trial of LHRH therapy with or without abiraterone and prednisone. He started that, and then we generally, when there is a bit of an unusual case, we generally present those kinds of cases to the GU-Oncology Tumor Board, and the case was discussed, and because he had such minimal disease overall, the recommendation was to consider part of the therapy intensification is local therapy. And in his case, actually, he underwent radical prostatectomy with pelvic lymph node dissection. Interestingly, his pathology was pathologic T2N0 and Gleason 6 disease, recognizing fully that obviously this was after several months of starting hormone therapy. And so whether he got downstaged at the level of the prostatic lesion, lymph node situation, and whether the Gleason score is impacted by that. He received also targeted RT to the acetabular lesion. And this is sort of a new area of research that's going on with regard to targeting oligometastatic metastases. He is thus far with an undetectable PSA, PSA of zero. His recent imaging actually is fantastic, demonstrating complete resolution of the bone lesion that we saw on previous bone scan. So I'm happy to stop here, but definitely I can tell you what I'm thinking in cases like these.